any day of the week. Sunday night, I'm showing wise part.
She explains, mutter, because the Eshbin Acher, that was allowed. The question we asked was, how about washing fruit? Let's say you've got a fruit that's dirty. Are you allowed to wash the fruit that's dirty? So this is a big machlokes, it looks like, over here in the Poskim, whether washing fruit is the same. The question is, why should it be different? Why should washing a fruit be different to a peeing on a fruit? Really? Both of them to get off the dirt, both of them to get somewhere off it, yeah? So it could be that a peen is normal, and therefore that's what Chazal gave a heter for. Mashenke, a bit of dirt that got stuck on the moshel is not normal, and the other way of doing it could be that's not much to do, and therefore washing a thing could be a problem. Maaser, I must tell you, a lot of poskim on machmeh actually washing fruit. It's not so simple. A lot of poskim on machmeh that to wash a fruit that got dirty one should not do. You should not wash it. On the other hand, there are many possible mako. The general minik seems to be mako in washing fruits. That is how a fruit got dirty. That's not after a fruit, let's say, for example, if a child's having a sweet, and by mistake the sweet falls on the floor, goes into some dirt, let's say, for example. Mice and the possible will say that that's okay. One's allowed to wash such a fruit that that's. One shouldn't do it in a keli, though. To put, let's say, I don't know what, grapes into a keli to soak, and the dirt lifts up from the grapes. That possibly is more problematic. That could call burning a keli because you're using a keli to help you there.
So, how do you wash grapes?
So, either you put it under the tap, and let it
run.
That water running out. Or, best maybe, is to do it before Shabbos, really. So, if someone didn't do it, the Chayra, one the Chayra one's allowed to do it. One's allowed to do that. That is really the Hetzel Kilov. We just spoke about last time, we spoke a bit about Chalukas, about this labels on Chalas. And labels on apples that we spoke about, and I said, well, that's a problem taking it off on Shabbos. Say, there's machlokes again, well, that's similar to kilov, but it's different to kilov. The Aruch Shabbos, we said, he was interesting. He made a chiddush on a challah. He said, on a challah, sticky label, what's the angel's bakery, or whatever, whichever bakery is, put on a challah, their name. That, he says, is problematic. That is, it hasn't got a head of peeling. What did he say? He said that was a problem. He didn't like that, did he? Find it here. Next clipper. So, Meisters, he's making maybe some of a suda, if it's got in like a peel. He's not so happy about it, but he said that he was made by a pink lady, the label on a pink lady or on an apple. I don't know why he says that's not called a tarubis.
Baked with it,
yeah. Someone said this for a while, I don't know why it should be a chilek. Someone said this for a while, because bait with it makes it worse, I don't know. Sure. So this whole thing is a very big question. Saying these wrappers that are around, so someone's got a sticky sweet. Is that wrapper considered like a peel? That means you could only undo that wrapper somach hasuda. If it's not called a peel, then it's not called mixed. You could take it off 2 hours before you have your meal. If it's a peel, then you have to fit in with the rules of somach hasuda. Not so simple. Whether it is. I mean, that's posh. Let's say, for example, these things, let's say a sugar cube, which comes in these little paper cases, yeah? It's not stuck onto it. That's nothing. It's got no chashim. That's not called moruv. That's the case only is when it's sticky. When it sticks onto it, that could be a question. But if it's loose, it's rounded, very loose, even a sweet, which is not sticky, it's just holding around the sweet, but it's very loose, that is not a problem. Right, that's more or less the halachas we talk about things that are. Yeah, you see, he talks about sausages, the sausage roll. Sausage, what's it, naknik, no? A gavina tzuhuba, or the yellow cheese. So some say the wrapping there is quite tight around it, could be considered like a clipper, so one should only take it off near the mealtime. See, it's interesting. Others hold the whole thing's called a wrapper. It's called a wrapper, and it's not a problem. So I'm saying it's yes for yes, what to do about over here. Okay, that's more or less the sugya of oichel and psoides, and an exception that taking a peel off, even though it's psoides and oichel, that's allowed. The next interesting part of this is the halacha of boira bekeli. And that is, even if one takes the good from the bad, let's say for example, I don't know how it works with the sieve, let's say someone's got a sieve, he's got flour and pebbles inside. So he takes the flour and the stones and the pebbles, he puts it through a sieve. The holes let all the flour go through and the stones stay on top. So he's taking oichel, so he's taking the good from a bad, but he's using a specialized keli. Or let's say, for example, what else is a specialised cayley? Any cayley which helps in the separation, and without it you couldn't separate so well, that is called a cayley hamayuchud, which is also to use for boya. What other examples? I've met about hundreds of these examples. But that's not boiler, really. Squeezing an orange is a shadow of schita. But I'll tell you what could be, let's say these pineapple cutters, you know, I've got one at home, I should have brought it with actually, a pineapple cutter. So you put the thing inside a pineapple, and you turn it round and round, and a pineapple comes out, and it separates from a peel. The choyra, that's a specialised cake.
Pomegranate pips as well, you put it in a cayley, the pips come out, and the yellow stuff, which is bitter, stays behind.
Right, have you got one of those at home?
Yeah, I had one. I mean, I've come back to remember the past, but we used to have one.
So I'd like to know what I don't understand. There's a bit better, but you're using a cane.
It's a reserve thing. You press it on the pomegranate.
Yeah.
So your pips come out and stuff goes back.
How do you bang them out?
That's another story. That's another way out. You don't use a cane, you bang the pomegranate.
So that's that cane we were talking about last
week. That's what someone asked me, that cane. I'm talking about this cane.
If I've got one, I'll bring one.
So what, you put the thing on a cane and it pulls out all the pomegranate seeds?
The pips.
So that's a good, that's oichlem apsoiles, yeah?
Behind.
It's not oichlem and apsoiles, but it's with a cayley. That's my much a good example. That's oichlem, they say that you shouldn't use actually, yeah?
No.
He says, I saw it in the safe for last week, I don't understand why. He says bang on the pomegranate so that a pips come out. I don't know why that, I don't understand what's wrong with that.
What's wrong with that, yeah? It loosens the pips. You're not doing it, yeah?
Maybe it's dosh.
Marshall, so how can you take the pips out? You can put
the pips you want.
If you tell me it's dosh, take the pips out, then Marshall, how do you take it out as a problem? If you take it with a spoon, you'll have to eat the pomegranate on Shabbos. So, if it's dosh, I hear what you're saying. If it's dosh, anyway, it should be a problem.
Well, even if you
need the pizza. Yeah. So I don't know why. It's so interesting. I can't understand what the cheshbon was, what you said. That to bang the pomegranate, I must check it out again later. I mean, as far as I know, he says banging a pomegranate is a problem that you can't do that on Shabbos. So the cayley case, I understand. To use a specialised cayley, even though it's oichlem apsoiles, is a problem. Yeah? That is, let's have a look at the cane. This thing about cane is very, very interesting, actually. Because what exactly is the problem with using for? Why is it that a cane can't be used? What's wrong with using a cane? What's the chesaron with using a cane? Let's just find out how he explains it here. The very big sugya is actually greater of a cane. So the mice, the poskim say, first of all, what's called a specialized, let's go first of all, what's called a specialized cane? So my examples I give over here is a sieve, a strainer, a straining spoon, actually. You get sometimes in these salads, you've got a spoon where you put the spoon, whatever it is, into the salad, and the juice drains out. That's a specialised cayley. Who had in? Someone's got a wash of pea, I'm not sure we have this on Shabbos. Let's say someone's got peas in water from before Shabbos, so you can get a special slotted spoon, which has got loads of holes in. So you put the spoon into the water with the peas, you lift up all the peas, and the water drains out. That is a specialised cayley, which is not hard to be used on Shabbos. Yeah, it's all called cayley hamiyuchadim. Specialised cayley. Cheddish is also a potato peeler. All these peelers are also called specialised cayley, because they do a very good job, especially made for this. And a core remover, let's say you get these things in an apple, you punch a hole, you've got a round apple, and it's got like a hole in this cayley, you push it through the centrepiece, and it cuts the apple up. Well, it splits up the apple, but it takes out the whole middle section, which is the core, with the pips in. The chayre, that's problematic. That's a specialised cayley. Now, some people are a lot more tired. Why is that mutter? I'm not going to say it's mutter. You know why? Why is everyone saying it's mutter in that case?
It's like a knife. It's cutting the apple.
It's specialised cayley, this. Why is everyone saying it's mutter? What would you say?
Yeah.
What?
No,
but I'm telling you, a cayley hamayuchad is also with any of the other conditions. I forgot to mention that. A cayley hamayuchad is also, even if you've got oichlem apsoiles, even if you eat it straight away. That condition itself is already a problem.
So, apple core should be also.
Because you leave it there, the apple comes out. So you take the apple, the good from the bad. You're putting the piece in, what's happening, four parts of the apple coming out. So you're taking the good.
My dear of Simcha, I don't understand. But you're using a cayley hamayuchad.
Oh.
A cayley hamayuchad can't be used. You say, oh, come on, I'm sorry, that doesn't make a difference what you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't say, anyone, no one's saying, why should someone justify say it's allowed? No?
No.
People say this is a mistake. People say it's no problem because you're taking a bit of the apple with it. You're taking the good as well as the bad. You never ever get just the pits by itself. It takes a little slither of the apple itself. So they tied it, that's oichel, and you're taking oichel and oichel. But that's not right, because that's designed to take off as minimum as possible. It obviously is to be a bit of leeway. That small amount is not called an oichel.
Yeah.
And therefore, that header doesn't work. It's interesting, I said, that header code does not work by an apple corer.
Same with the pineapple, you always left a bit of...
I'm saying, pineapple's the same thing. A pineapple core is the same thing, actually. I've done this last week, actually. Screw it, it leaves quite a bit over. I must say, actually, there it leaves quite a bit over. You see, because it's one size for all the pineapples. So they're making a standard size to be able to cut all different pineapples. Some of them leave over more than others, but the mice is made basically to cut up a minimum. That's what it's made for. So the whole, you have not got the heter of like when you take the fly out for soup, that you're taking ochel and psoilus with the thing. So some of them are tied over here, there's no problem with some of them say this, it's a mistake, I think. Some of them say when you take an apple corer or pineapple thing, you take off the actual piece as well. No problem, because you're taking off some of the actual bosser itself. That's what I think. That's a mistake. As far as it's a mistake, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Well, you said it is, whichever way you're allowed in specialised
cages. No, my friend. That's a good point. Also very good. Specialised cages are when you're doing boira. If there's no boira, then you can use specialised cages. I can't give an example.
You cut a cucumber specialised, make it curly wordy. There's a specialised knife where you cut a cucumber and it makes it curly wordy.
But what happens to the skin? Where's the skin?
It's included, so it's not taken away. It's a specialised cane.
Yeah, but that's not the boira. He's talking about, can you use a specialised boira cane?
Boira cane.
And you're not doing boira. So you're going to start, they say it's butter. Oh. I can't think of an example. Where would this be butter?
Oh. Every cane, it's basically that they take away the pips or the core from
it. Yeah. I can't think of an example where you have a case. Of boira but cayley, where it's mummish the specialised cayley, but the mice is not boira. I can't think of an example. The mice are speaking about, the possibly speak about this case, they say it's okay. Louis and Sue have, let's say, a potato peeler, and it's designed in a way that it takes a lot of the potato off, we'd want to use that tucker. If it's taking a sizable amount of potato off, that means much more than really should be, then that's oichel and oichel, that's no problem. You and me. So that's an interesting point what you say, Karen. That's a very good point. The mice, I think, a specialised case is mutter when you're not doing boira. So I think these are all examples of the case of, what do you call it?
Egg slicer. It's not doing a boira, but it's slicing an egg.
My friend, but that's not boira, because it's doing, if anything, it's doing toast. There's no toast about eggs. So it's not boira then, you're not separating it. An egg is an egg, it's all one mint.
Correct.
So you cut an egg through,
you're not doing any boira
at all. He's talking about a case where you do boira. I'll give an example. Let's say, for example, we spoke about this last week, a pepper. Is there a problem to take the skin off a pepper? Someone doesn't want to eat the skin of a pepper, he wants to take it off. Now, 99.9% of people eat peppers with a skin on. So that we said last week, according to some postulum, that's not called shteminim. And there's no problem with peeling a pepper out before the meal. Who adin, according to that, you can use a potato peel on that. Because lemaisik, that's a good example, you're taking the peel off the pepper, but there's no boira, it's not called a mixture.
Just for him it's a boira.
Oh, so that's a shame, if it makes it worse, because for him he doesn't like it. But I'm just saying, if you go without that, then that would be an example to use a specialised cane. Right, so that was number one. That is a Kelim Yehud for preparing. The reason why the Chazal Asa Kelim Yehud, the reason is generally, the Poskim say, is a Kelim Yehud, specially designed Keli, like a sieve, and these sorts of things, are generally not used at a mealtime. They are normally used in a kitchen. They're not brought to the mealtime. It's not part of the eating process. You can prepare it before you eat. You don't eat. I mean, a normal keli, we said boiler, the whole head to boil, taking the peel off, is because that's what you do before you eat, take the peel off. To use a specialised keli, generally, specialised kelim are normally used not in the mealtime, they're used before. And therefore, Chazal made a gezeira on kelim hamiyuchodim. It's not called derech achila. You can't call it a way of normal eating, because normally a keli which is designed.
That's a food for eating.
What?
It's to prepare the food for
eating. Yeah, it's done in the kitchen. It's not done at the time of eating.
So therefore,
Chazal's heter of breira, that's mutter, is only at the time of eating. You see, Mamish is now, actually, Mamish, very important point. Now, not only this, but Chazal said that midrabbanan, any keli which helps you in sieving, even though it's not designed for that, it's also, let's say, for example, I don't know, the Gemara was about kanoin and tamchoi. It looks like the case is, as far as I can work it out, is that one's got, let's say, peas in a pot. And it puts the peas in the pot, it puts a big plate over the pot, and it drains the pot out, and the plate goes around the rim. And all the water goes through that, and the peas stay in. Now that's not designed for that purpose, but that is that's a keli which is helping in the sieving, in the process, which is also drop on.
Okay.
So the big question, my friend, is if that's all true, are we allowed to use a knife, a fork, and a spoon? Let's say, for example, I've got a salad. And the marsh, I don't know what it's got. Let's say it's got peppers inside, it's got grapes inside, it's got all different sorts of things inside. I take my fork and I stick it in and I pull out the grape. Is that called boira bakeli? I'm using a keli to take out something from a mixture. Is that a problem on Shabbos?
That's not made for that. It's made to eat with.
I'm telling you, a plate on the rim of the thing is also not made for that. It's made to rub on this osa. This osa made to rub on a knife, a fork, and a spoon? So possibly say again over here, very interesting, that the maisa, it's butter. This is looked at as an extension of your hand. Really, you could take out that grape with your fingers. It's not very hygienic. But the maisa, it's not really doing an act of selection over here. It's just making it more clean. Rather than your hands dirty, that is allowed to be done. To aid you in stopping your hands getting dirty, that's mutter. A knife, a fork, and a spoon, which generally helps you in such a case, to stop your hands getting dirty. Say you've got a mixture of fruit salad, and you don't like the fruit salad, you only want the pineapple, which is at the bottom. So you take a fork, stick it in, you pull the pineapple out. Really, you could have done your fingers.
Yeah.
That's mutter. The A is the Mishnah Berurah says, though, is an interesting case. What happens, though, if someone's got, let's say, soup, and on top of the soup is a layer of shuman. So you want to take the spoon and take off that shuman. Now there, he says, that's problematic. Because in that case there, you couldn't really do it with your hands there. It's going to slither everywhere.
You can take with a bit of soup with it as well.
That's an eight, sir. But I'm saying to take the spoon, for example, and just put it underneath there, sometimes you can have a knife, a fork, and a spoon can be a problem. So here, the spoon, even though it's a normal keli and you use it for normal processes, but here when you skim off the layer of fat on the soup.
It's a bit of
rabbon. Well, it's a bit of rabbon, it's osu. You can't do it. He's right, we have to do is take off solid milk with it as well. Who I didn't the possum say, let's say someone's got chicken soup, and the mice a little bit of lotion inside the chicken soup. It's very hard to get hold of, so you put a fork inside, you twirl a bit of lotion around the fork. That keli is helping you, but perhaps you couldn't really do it. So there are cases with a knife, fork, and spoon that could be a problem. Now, if I were to ask you, boy, Sai, what would you say to the following? Can you peel an apple with a knife?
How then do you peel it?
What?
How then do you peel an apple?
I'm asking, is it boira?
Why? That's the way to do it. How do you get a banana if you don't peel it? You have to peel it.
Most people eat but not eat the apple with skin.
Not you don't.
Most people eat that.
But my friend, that's what we mean. This is a keli. This is a specialised keli. This is a keli.
It's a knife.
The knife is a keli. It can be dropped on. It's a keli. When you peel a banana, you're using your hand.
There's a normal way of cutting it. That's not the only way you cut. Either that.
How then you get the peel off an apple
without using a knife? Well, who says that?
How then you get the peel off an apple without using a knife?
That makes it butter.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way to get to the apple.
You cook for that. You use a knife for loads of things.
Someone's got flour mixed with stones. Yeah, the only way to get the flour sieved to clean is to put it through a sieve. There's no other way of doing it. Is that what, sir?
Because that's used for that.
You cook.
Sieve is only used for that.
So we drop on this also. But if you could only do it this way, the chayra.
No, it's okay.
What?
It's okay with that.
So that's a big kasher. It's a huge kasher, my friend. Huge kasher. So I don't understand how this works. So the sieve says mutter because he knows everyone does it. The shayla is why is it mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about interesting things. He says, a maisa taking was a spoon. The layer of fat is osa. Why can't you do that for simcha? What's wrong with that?
On his own.
What on his own? He's taking off the peel also by itself. The same thing.
Yeah, you don't eat that. It's that you eat. It's normal.
Not the peel. You're not eating the peel.
It's normal to eat
the peel. This person doesn't want a peel. I don't want. A potato peel. Can the person... What?
The peel of apple is edible.
Okay, that's a bit sad, but nice if you don't want it.
Anyway, you've got to eat raw potato.
It's cooked potato, that's it, it's cooked.
Cooked potato with skin on it.
Yeah.
You want to peel the skin off?
Yeah.
With a knife.
Only with a knife. Can't
you? I think it's a brilliant question, actually, so I'll tell you. So somewhat, I don't understand this. I understand that you could do it with your fingers. That's not what I mean.
No.
That's very hard to
do. You can do it with potato with your fingers.
You can't do it with a knife. We want to know, why is it mutter to peel a knife on Shabbos? So, simply telling me that you have to do it. I want to know why. So I'm saying some possible say, the reason why you have to do it is very interesting, because that's typical to do b'shas achila. Normally, when a person eats an apple, he doesn't peel it a long time before he eats it. Just before he eats it, he'll take a knife and peel it. So that knife, is interesting, is called an extension of your hand. Mash and cane, a spoon with fat on it.
Well, you don't do that. To make a difference, if it's a cane yogurt. You said that you can't. It's
quite right. You're quite right. Yeah, 100% right. But here, a person does it without achila. This is a normal way of eating. A person, when he eats, he normally takes a knife and he peels the apple. When a person takes shuman off soup, you don't do it at the mealtime. You don't bring it into the table and scoop it off. It's done in the kitchen. It's not done typically b'shas achila. It's a chiddush. I must say, you're right, it's a chiddush. I thought it was a baby chiddush, actually. So we're saying now that since you peel the apple with a knife, mamish b'shas achila, even though you couldn't manage not a knife, so it should be like ismi drabon also, like a keni. The mamish b'shas achila.
So can I drain the oil from the tuna can?
Sure,
ma'am.
Open it a little bit, then the oil
comes up.